Let's talk now with Dr. Tomás Ryan. He's Associate Professor of Biochemistry at the Trinity College Institute of Neurosciences. Dr. Ryan, good morning and thanks for speaking to us again.
Good morning.
As we heard in that report, it looks like many people's lives are going to change again in the next few days. If Dublin is moved to level 3 restrictions, will they work in your view?
We're getting strong signals from NPHET and from the government that Dublin is likely to move to level 3 restrictions. I have to say I have to applaud both the frankness and honesty of Philip Nolan's comments. This has been coming for a while. We've had a very significant increase happening since August, and we're approaching very significant numbers, which can potentially double every 2 weeks in the capital. I don't think this is a time for alarmism. I think this is a time for realism, and I think there's many things to be positive about here. The government's new framework provides us with very clear different stages that we can move between in order to help get this under control. And if we do go into stage 3 in Dublin, then hopefully that will allow us to suppress the virus in the city.
Without those measures, is the spread of the virus out of control here now?
Depends what you mean by out of control. I mean, when the R number is above 1, technically speaking, the virus is out of control. And we have a form of exponential growth now. It's just not as fast as it was in March, but it's potentially doubling itself just over every two-week period. So that's not sustainable. You know, we need to take action to turn that around, or it will get to a situation where numbers will increase in hospitals, in the ICU, and then the fatality rate will go up. So we have to find a more practical way of living with the virus. And that may mean, in the short term, increased restrictions in Dublin and then potentially in other counties. And I think that we absolutely need to comply immediately with any directions from our public health officials. But then in the long term, by the long term I mean in the coming months to year, I think that we need a very clear strategy of how we can get virus numbers down and how we can find ways of living with the virus, if that's what we're going to do, without always shuttling into level 3 every time we run into trouble. When we run into this kind of trouble, of course we have to consider things like moving into increased restrictions. But the reason that we go into restrictions is that it's a very good way of getting us to change our behavior. But we have the power to change our behavior ourselves. And I think that we need to look to best practice, not just in Asia, but in well-performing European countries of similar size. And it's very positive to see that in the government's new document, there's a commitment to significantly improve the speed and scope of our testing regime. And I think we have a lot to learn from Denmark in testing capacity. I also think we have a lot to learn from Finland in terms of how to live okay in a socially distanced way, but without heavy restrictions.
There are similar patterns, though, in Spain, Italy, France and the UK, with the doubling in the number of people, for example, in ICU in Italy and the UK in the past fortnight, and a doubling across many countries in Europe in the space of a month. Why? What's going on here?
Every country is different. And if we try and make comparisons with different countries that are two side by side, we can miss the point that everything we do can affect how this virus transmits in the community. And every country is making efforts to try and control this. Some are being more successful than others. And the countries that are not being successful, they're not necessarily losing the battle for the same reasons. Everyone has their own problems. So what we can see is that many European countries are going in the same direction as Ireland. We can see hospital admissions rising. This is the same virus as before. It's still as dangerous as before. And we need to take measures to keep it under control.
You spoke about moving to a new phase of living with the virus after we've brought numbers down. What are you talking about?
Well, the government's framework is not in itself a strategy. What it is a structure. It's a structure for thinking about different ways of living with the virus, depending on the level of it in the community. What we need to add to this is a strategy that takes us through these levels. So we all want to be in level 1, presumably. Most of the country will be in level 2 today. Dublin may end up in level 3 very soon. And that's necessary in the short term if NPHET deems it so. But what we want is a way of moving through this so that we can all get to level one, okay, hopefully in time for Christmas, and that we can all stay at level one or perhaps even better. And towards that, I think that we need active measures led by government, including more aggressive find, test, trace, isolate, and investigate. Okay. But we also need, I think, more regional efforts. And I think the government's new framework allows us to look at this on a county-by-county basis,
okay,
and allows local counties and communities to take control of their own situation to try and keep their numbers as low as possible,
Doctor,
and thereby open up their local economies and socialise as much as possible.
Dr. Tomás Ryan, thank you very much for speaking to us again on Morning Ireland.